Here is another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. With deepest sympathy reads a handmade sign next to the Brandenburger Tor. In front of the sign, Ramona Jochum arranges candles for the victims of the love parade in Duisburg. 21 people were crushed to death and 500 more were injured due to overcrowding at the only entrance and exit to the festival grounds.
Da selber von mir Freunde dort waren und eine Freundin schwer verletzt wurde, habe ich gesagt.
Ramona Jochum says some of her friends were at the love parade in Duisburg. One friend got seriously injured. Reason enough for her to organize a small gathering in Berlin. In the late 80s, just months before the fall of the wall, DJ Dr. Motte initiated the love parade in West Berlin. Only a few hundred people attended the first event. Stefan Zygon remembers the early love parade.
Und man muss sagen, die Grunderfindung der Love Parade war eine freie Veranstaltung, auf der
the idea of the Love Parade was to have a free event, where people demonstrate a certain feeling of freedom through music. And this idea was constricted in Duisburg, because they built fences around the festival area. Among the handful of mourners at the temporary memorial site was Annika Toro.
Ich meine, Duisburg ist so weit weg.
Duisburg is far away, and as a Berlin Love Parade participant, she felt compelled to do something. The young woman came to the memorial site to share her condolences. In her opinion, Love Parade organizer Rainer Schaller should be held accountable for the poorly planned event. When she goes to such large-scale events, she wants to feel safe. The organizers in the city need to ensure that people can celebrate in peace, says Annika Toro. German prosecutors have launched a criminal investigation into the Love Parade stampede. New Berliner Nikolai Ivanov doesn't blame just one person for the tragedy. Although he regrets that Duisburg's mayor Adolf Sauerland hasn't resigned. After the tragedy in Duisburg, event organizer Schaller declared the love parade over. Ivanov doesn't agree with ending the techno festival. He responded by creating a Facebook site to keep the love parade alive. Berlin Memorial founder Ramona Jochum also doubts whether ending the love parade is the right decision. She favors a one-year break in memory of the people who lost their lives, the injured, and everyone who had to experience this tragedy. For NPR Berlin and nprberlin.de, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.